The budget provision, now headed for a vote by both houses of the legislature, essentially enacts a law that failed to pass during the last session. Jeff Pittman of the Wisconsin Association for Justice says if passed now, it would pull the rug out from under people who have already filed suits against paint companies whose products cause lead poisoning.
You're pursuing a case against a defendant, and then all of a sudden a law is passed that says, poof, you no longer have a claim. That's basically what this modification in this product liability law language.
Senator Glenn Grothman sponsored the bill to accomplish this change, the current budget, and is opposed to including policy items like this in the state budget bill. So far, no legislator has taken credit for putting it in the budget, but Jim Murray, who represents paint companies who will be affected by it, says it will assure that companies only get sued for damages they are actually responsible for. Murray made his point during a committee hearing in January of 2012.
This law isn't special private legislation intended only to benefit the paint companies. I hope that this inures to the benefit of all companies, that you can only be held responsible for something you actually did as we go forward from this date.
This battle over tort law will now be fought again on the floor of the legislature as supporters try to keep it in the budget and opponents argue to have it removed. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.